Hello.
Hello, my name is Renee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
I want to know what you're billing me $56 for.
All right, ma'am, give me one second. I will need some more information from you. Now I'll let you know exactly what that is. What is your zip code, ma'am?
28376.
All right, ma'am, what is your first and last name?
Thea White.
Say that one more time.
Thea, Thea White, White.
All right, ma'am, can you verify your shipping address for me?
267 Bostick Road.
All right, thank you for that, ma'am. Give me one second while your account is loading. Gives a shit. I'm sorry, ma'am. Ma'am?
What?
Oh, you wasn't paying attention to me. Okay. It's okay, so right, ma'am. So I see here that you ordered for a sweepstakes that was $7.95 for a kitchen set.
No, I ordered for a KitchenAid mixer that was $2.95.
Okay, that's what it was. Then a KitchenAid. It just says kitchen for me right here. That's the reason why I said that. So it says that it is a KitchenAid that you paid the $7.95 for the sweepstakes for that. And when you did not win that, it was the $56.95 that you went into again with the chance of winning increased by 50%, and you do get a $125 voucher every month that you're in that sweepstakes.
Oh, they'll take me out of the sweepstakes. I'm not paying $56 to get into. I don't even pay that much for a stupid scratch-off ticket.
Okay,
Just
ma'am,
get
give
me
me.
out of it. I do not want none of it.
Okay, ma'am, I can get this
Because
canceled for you.
it does not say that when I entered for the $2.95.
Yes, ma'am. It lets you know all that in the terms and conditions.
It does not. Because I read it through.
Ma'am, I guarantee you that it tells you that the $7.95 is this entry fee for the sweepstakes. And if you do not win, it lets you know that you will be put into the next sweepstakes drawing, which is the $56.95, and you get
I'm
120.
telling you, the one on Facebook did not say nothing about that.
When you click on that ad for the Facebook during that checkout phases, it does say that on the terms and conditions, ma'am. I guarantee you.
Well, then I didn't see it, and I don't want it.
All right, ma'am, I can get this canceled for you.
I would thank you very much.
All right, ma'am, I was able to get this account canceled for you, so you won't be charged for any more future shipments with that.
Oh, okay. Is that just the $56 or the $7 too?
Well, I mean, it was just to get the account canceled, ma'am. With the
Is that?
$56.95, ma'am, I'm able to offer you a 35% refund on that $56.95.
No, I want it canceled. I don't want none of it. I'm not paying it. I'm calling. If you can't cancel it, then I'm calling the bank and having them cancel it.
All right, man, what I can do is I can offer you a 50% refund with that.
What I can do is call the bank and have them cancel it. I don't want no nothing. No 35%, no 50%. I want it all gone.
All right, ma'am, give me 1 second. I can see what I can do. All right, ma'am. I was able to give you back that full refund. You will see that refund come back to you in 3 to 5 business days. Would you like that cancellation number?
Sure.
All right, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It is C as in Charlie. 2-6-3. 022-855.
Okay. And then it's all canceled?
Yes, ma'am. You will not see any more charges for that kitchen aid, ma'am.
Okay. And it's all over with.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
All right, is there anything else that you need help with at all today?
No.
What else you need help with today?
The 56?
Yeah, I took care of the 56. Yeah, the 56 will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I thought I said that.
No. But that's fine, thank you.
All right, thank you again for calling customer support, ma'am. You have a good day.
You too.
All right.